Thank you. What's up? It's Addie, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. You just heard Bad Decisions by The Strokes. That one just came out in February of this year, so that's some new and exciting music. I have a whole assortment of songs queued up and some extra space to fill at the end. So if anyone has a song they want to hear on the air, feel free to call on in. But before that, I have some, really just quite the spread. Up next, we've got Salted Caramel Ice Cream by Metronomy, which is a band that I just recently discovered. They've definitely been around, but I just heard of them very recently. So some exciting stuff. Without further ado, here it is.
Thank you. I drown my feelings in the sea. They dried out over on the beach. Ritual. How it
right. You just heard Salted Caramel Ice Cream by Metronomy, Ritual Union by Little Dragon, and April by Beach Bunny. Beach Bunny is another band that I just discovered, and they actually released a whole album called Honeymoon, which that last song was off of, this year. So that's exciting stuff. You'll hear more from them later. Up next, we've got Caroline Polachek, some new grimes, which is exciting. She dropped Miss Anthropocene, her new album, on February 21st. And I was just doing some light research on it, and Wikipedia has classified the genre as industrial electronic pop, which I thought was sort of interesting. I always think it's fascinating how we choose to categorize music and how, like, different people would categorize the same music. So yeah, listen to that second song coming up here and think about whether you find it to be industrial electronic pop or something else altogether. So yeah, we've got Caroline Polachek, grimes, and then some Glass Animals. They also dropped a single this year. It's called Your Love, Deja Vu. So those are the next three coming up.
Day, but it's been 25.
you just heard So Hot You're Hurting My Feelings by Caroline Polachek, You'll Miss Me When I'm Not Around by Grimes, and Your Love, Deja Vu by Glass Animals. I have two songs for you and then a PSA, so get excited. Up next I have 745 Sticky by 100 Gex, which I think always produce fun and interesting and crazy and just generally wild music. I would be curious as to how they would be genred, if that's a word. And then a new single by Lady Gaga, Stupid Love. I get the New York Times, and they every Friday issue a playlist by their pop music critics that includes their 10 top songs from the week, which I would highly recommend looking at. It's sort of an interesting view into their opinions on the music, and they give little blurbs with each song. And anyways, they included this new track by Lady Gaga on not this week's playlist, but the last one, sent out on February 28th. And the critic that wrote it, Karen Gans, seemed to really like this track. She described it as a total reset button, a trip all the way back to the gleeful, glitchy disco of the fame, and said that it's thrilling to hear Lady Gaga return to her roots so zealously, digging back into the kind of dance floor anthems that have set her and her fans free. So that's exciting, that she's back and making music that is critically acclaimed, at least by this critic, and that is a single off of an album that she is set to release, which is also exciting. So here is 745 Sticky, followed by Stupid Love.
Money on my own, yeah. Waking up 5 in the morning, yeah. Throw money in the oven, yeah. Fuck sleep and his cousin, yeah. I've been on a roll, yeah. Spend my money like it's stolen, yeah. Shit, I'm already broken. It's only 7:45 in the morning, yeah. Goddamn, I feel like I'm good enough.
Gotcha, and Spencer. Honey got me feeling like a trenches. I can do anything I put my mind to. You can't do anything, even if you want to.
I make my money on my own, yeah. Waking up 5 in the morning, yeah. Throw money in the oven, yeah. Fuck sleep and his cousin, yeah. I've been on a roll, yeah. Spend my money like it's stolen, yeah. Shit, I'm already broken. It's only 7:45 in the morning, yeah.
Thank you. to free me from the shame. I gotta find that peace. Is it too late or could this love protect me from the pain? I would battle for you.
You just heard 745 Sticky by 100 Gex and Stupid Love by Lady Gaga, both here on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Now for your public service announcement. The first one in the book was about washing your hands, so wash your hands. I found this one called Know Your Cell Phone Rights, though, which I think is relevant and important, seeing as many people in America have cell phones, and this is about rights in the U.S. for your cell phone and like what you rights you have, what to be aware of. And I think there are a lot of rights that we have and restrictions on our rights that we have that it's easy to be uninformed about. So if you want to be informed about your cell phone rights, listen up. Whether you're taking your cell phone with you on a walk, in your car, or to a civil protest, you should know your legal rights. The U.S. Supreme Court unanimously ruled that police must obtain a warrant to search a person's cell phone. However, a phone without a passcode can readily be searched by anybody holding it, and a Virginia court recently ruled that a defendant can be compelled to unlock a device that's protected only by a fingerprint sensor. So consider using a key code password and setting your phone's screen to lock very quickly when no one is using it, particularly if you expect to be in a potentially volatile situation. While the police can't legally force you to unlock your phone, they can ask you to, and if you do that, you've forfeited your rights. The correct answer to a cop's request to search you, your vehicle, or your phone is, "No, officer, I do not consent to a search. Thank you." Finally, remember that the police can always ask a judge for a search warrant, so think carefully about what's stored on your phone, including photos, contacts, and app data. You can learn more about your rights from the Electronic Freedom Foundation or the web at EFF.org. A public service message from the EFF and your freedom-loving friends here at WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. So, wash your hands and know your rights. All right, up next we've got some King Princess. This is Prophet.
Your soul on the molly. Someone's friend is talking like they know how you're on it. I just wanna be your pretty girl when you want it. Cause I can only think about you.
prophecies at home. And honestly, it's the price of the prodigy you wanna be.
You just heard Prophet by King Princess and Glitter by Benet. I actually don't know if you say it Bene or Benny, but in any case, I'm going to see her this summer and I'm really excited about it. I think she's going to put on a great show. I really like that song and I think she's a cool upcoming artist. Up next, I have more Beach Bunny. You heard them earlier in the set. And then sort of going back in time a little bit, got some Kinks and Beatles. I feel like lately I've been focused very much on new music, probably because a lot of artists that I know have been dropping things in the new year, albums, that is, not just dropping things. But anyways, I am also trying to balance that with like older music that I enjoy. So got the mix of old and new for you tonight. Up next, we've got Dream Boy, then Waterloo Sunset by The Kinks and Octopus's Garden by The Beatles. And yeah, this next song starts off really fast, so I'm trying to get the transition right so I don't fade it in. All right, here is Dream Boy by Beach Bunny.
Sometimes I think I see a ghost in passing hallways, the staircase to my apartment. I accidentally self-impose natural thoughts, careless wants, emotional involvement.
Sunset time. said I am in paradise.
You just heard Dream Boy by Beach Bunny and Waterloo Sunset by The Kinks. Up next, we have a request for Shambhala by Three Dog Night. Thanks for calling in, Theo Greg. Enjoy.
Wash away like to be under the sea, in an octopus's garden in the shade. He'd let us in, knows where we've been, in his octopus's garden in the shade. I'd ask my friends to come and see an octopus's garden with me. I'd like to be under the sea, in an octopus's garden in the shade. We would be warm below the storm, in our little hideaway beneath the waves, resting our head on the seabed, in an octopus's garden near a cave. We would sing and dance around, because we know we can't be found. I'd like to be under the sea, in an octopus's garden in the shade. About the coral that lies beneath the waves. Oh, what joy for every girl and boy, knowing they're happy and they're safe. We would be so happy, you and me, no one there to tell us what to do. I'd like to be in an octopus's garden with you. In an octopus's garden with you. In an octopus's garden with you.
All right, you just heard Shambhala by Three Dog Night and Octopus's Garden by the Beatles, which is, in my opinion, one of the classic Beatles songs. I have one more for you tonight, Library Magic by The Head and the Heart, and I'm signing off. You've been listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. All right, have a wonderful Tuesday, or the rest of your Monday, whatever it may be.
To that sort of library magic, whispering through the dusty aisles, watching all the thinkers read, trying to keep a grown man quiet. It's like pulling teeth on a winter's eve, cracks and bowls in unfamiliar roads. I'm on this one to find out. As you guess, and brothers harass, can't stay healthy in the cloud of eyes, listening to my every move, just trying to survive. Self-imposed adventure that selfishness drives. I can barely keep my head above the blue, trying to keep it off me and you. But I can see the sunshine's rays gleaming through the clear water, telling me